Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 6, and he opened his mouth in blaspheme against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle. And then I didn't note this last week. I want to note, and then we'll move on. And them that dwell in heaven, do you know the Antichrist is actually going to be cussing us? We're going to be in heaven. Amen? When this takes place, he gets into the temple, declares himself to be God. The Bible says he's going to blaspheme God. He's going to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. Interesting. Anyway. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. That's important to keep in mind is for the last 42 months, because we're going to read about the mark of the beast and all that's taking place here. He's actually going to have world power, world control. We're going to have a one world economy, a one world government, a one world religion, and all that takes place in the last 42 months. Now these saints, it's interesting, these saints, just so you can footnote this, to make war with the saints, these are the ones who will be saved during the tribulation period. We as believers will be caught up in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of that trump, and that we call that the rapture, or we call that the translation of the saints. So when the translation, the rapture takes place, you've heard this before, and some people just have a hard time dealing with this, we're going to be caught up just had a funeral here just this past week and had part in a funeral, and some scripture was read, that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And we know what this is talking about when Jesus comes in the rapture. Well, all of the believers are gone. So during that time, after we're gone, I believe the battle of Gog and Magog is going to take place. Interesting, very interesting what's going on in Russia and all that's taking place and the alignment they have with Turkey and Iran and Sudan, all those other places. And I won't get into that, but we'd already looked at the battle of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38:39. I believe that's going to take place after the rapture. Shortly after that, Russia and all will invade Israel, and we've looked at that, and then the Antichrist will come onto the scene, and he will sign that covenant, that agreement with Israel, that will begin Daniel's 70th week. You understand, the rapture, the translation of saints, is not the beginning of Daniel's 70th week. There's going to be a time frame in there. Whatever that time frame is, the Bible does not say, but it speaks of Daniel's 70th week in the book of Daniel. That it's when he signs that covenant, that agreement with Israel, that begins that time clock, if you will, for the tribulation period. So that these saints are those who will accept Christ as their Savior during the tribulation period through the ministry of the two witnesses and through the ministry of the 144,000 who will have their ministries at the beginning. Are you following? And again, we went through this, and I'm not going to rehash it all, but where did these saints come from? There will be multitudes, multitudes, multitudes of people that will be saved during the tribulation period. These are the people, many of these people are people who have never, ever heard the gospel. 2 Thessalonians tells you this, 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, let me turn there real quick. Turn me 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Read this to you. It's very important. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Ooh, let me just begin in verse number 8. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Speaking of the Antichrist, and the brightness of his coming is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, at the end of the tribulation, is speaking of the revelation here. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, the Antichrist, and powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Now get this, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They had the opportunity to trust Christ as their Savior before what we would call the rapture, the translation. They heard a Baptist preacher or somebody else at the farmer's market or wherever it may be share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they said, no, 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 we refuse. We will not believe. Well, they will not have an opportunity to be saved during the tribulation period. Why? Because they believed not the truth that they could be saved. In verse number 11, for this cause, because they would not believe, they refused to believe, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. What is that, a lie? That lie is that Antichrist, as he begins to deceive them with words and all, they're going to believe that lie. And the strong delusion literally means a mental strain. They won't be able to comprehend the truth of the gospel. When people are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ during the tribulation period, matter of fact, people are saved from the beginning of Adam to the last person ever saved will always be saved by one way. That's faith in Jesus Christ. Adam was saved looking toward the cross. We're saved looking back at the cross, what Jesus did for us. The last person who will ever be saved, even in the tribulation period, they will know that Jesus Christ died for their sins, and they'll place their faith and trust in Him. Be saved. That's who these saints are that we read in Revelation 13, verse number 11, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Am I going too fast for y'all? I want to explain this about who these saints are. Okay? Verse number 11, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, for this cause, because they would not believe the gospel, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And then verse number 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. By the way, that's a terrible word. Here, you hear it out there, hit their hand on a hammer how that goes. They'll cuss or they'll say some awful word. That's a terrible word. To be damned forever? And the regions of the, because they refuse to accept Christ as their Savior, they will be damned and they will not have an opportunity to be saved during the tribulation period. You know, you hear about all kinds of things being left behind, people pick up, and there's going to be truth to that. That people are going to read the Bible and they're going to understand. But those who heard the gospel, God's going to send a strong delusion, a mental strain that they will no longer be able to understand. Matter of fact, who gives us our understanding anyway? The Holy Spirit, God, okay? Anyway, turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 13. I want to get through this chapter. So these saints are those tribulation saints, the ones who trusted Christ. Let me go this way. There's almost 8 billion people in this world today. Missiologists tell us over half of the world's population still has not heard a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why they're in Solomon Islands, he's going to Thailand, all over the world. Still, there's people who've never heard about Jesus and the blood that he shed on Calvary. These are the people who will be saved. They've never heard. So they'll be saved during tribulation if they accept Christ as their Savior. Okay. Verse number 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Now these would be the unbelievers during the tribulation period, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I would love to talk about that. And I've talked about the book of the Lamb's book of life earlier in the book of Revelation, chapter number 3, and other places that talks about the book of life. So I'm not going to rehash that. But if their name's not there, okay. Anyway, let's move on. And then verse number 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear. This is where I stopped my reading 2 weeks ago. It's important. Why is that so important? If any man hath an ear, let him hear. That's used 8 times in the book of the Revelation. 7 times it's to the churches, to Ephesus and Laodicea and Philadelphia and all these other churches, Thyatira. It mentioned that. If you have an ear, listen. Those were to the believers. Now, verse number 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. People are going to read and believe. And again, these are people who've never heard.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.